Perfecto Mundo. Perfect. All right. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every weekday morning, you and I, we get together. We have a little bit of coffee. We get into God's Word and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2023, Lord willing, we'll make it from the book of Genesis to Leviticus. We are at Genesis 32 this morning. Going to wrap up that chapter. Let's have some coffee. We'll pray and we'll get into the Lord's Word. Let's pray. Oh, Father, you are a generous, gracious, loving, good God. We thank you for your word, and we pray that this morning as we read your word, you would please watch over us and bless us. Instruct our souls, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Genesis chapter 32. I forgot to put on my glasses yesterday. I was trying to figure out, why was I having such a hard time seeing the page? Well, I'm old man eyes setting in. All right, here we go. Genesis 32, beginning at verse 22. And he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. Then he took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had said. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip. And the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked, saying, "Tell me your name, I pray." And he said, "Why is it that you ask me my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Just as he crossed over Peniel, the sun rose on him, and he limped on his hip. Therefore, to this day, the children of Israel do not eat the muscle that shrank, which is on the hip socket, because he touched the socket of Jacob's hip and the muscle that shrank. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what's this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to these words? So, what's this about? Remember the plan that Jacob had had the last chapter? You know, he thought, okay, I'm going to split my family up into two groups, and I'm going to have this drove of gifts, and this drove of gifts, and this drove of gifts. He's going to try to appease his brother Esau so he's able to go back to his family's inheritance. And now he's prayed to God, and now he interacts with God. This is this amazing scene of Jacob wrestling with God. Now, there's two different ways to look at this. Theologians will either call it a theophany, that is, God appearing in the form of a man. Some people will argue that this is a Christophany, as in Christ appearing before his incarnation. Other people will say that Jacob is wrestling with an angel. And so you can go and research that on your own. I'm not going to delve into the depths of this with you and why I have different positions on this. And sometimes I still scratch my head. So I'm not going to take a firm stance on this one. But it's clear that Jacob believes that he has seen God face to face, and yet his life is preserved. As his family is put into two different groups, as he's taking he's by himself, he's spending the night alone, as his 11 children, his wives, and all the droves of gifts and his servants are going to go and do their thing, he finds himself wrestling with God. And it's at this point that Jacob is wrestling with God all night long, and he's wrestling, and that he clings on He clings on and he says, let me go. And Jacob says, not until you bless me. And so he does. He changes his name from Jacob to Israel. It's this beautiful picture. We're gonna see that Jacob's life is going to start to shift. It's going to start to change. It's going to take on a new course from this point on. Jacob the schemer is going to become this type of person who is more respectable, who's more godly. He comes into an interaction with a living God, and he's going to be changed forever. But it's not going to come easily with just the stroke of a finger. His hip was put out of place. This is this interesting, right? He's been wrestling with him all night, and he's not in the, it seems as if Jacob is the strong one here. But at the moment of the end of these things, the changing, we find out who really is the powerful one. Just the touch of his hip, and it's put out of place. And Jacob, for the rest of his life, will walk with a hip, with a limp. And there's a cultural tradition that goes on from here that Israelites from that day on, when they would be, you know, having a barbecue, when they would be making a sacrifice, whatever, they wouldn't eat that part of the hip. So they would leave that alone because it was in remembrance of God touching Jacob. So what's this about? This is God changing Jacob, changing his name to Israel, and changing his life forever. He's already given the promises, but now God says, you've wrestled with both God and men, but you're going to limp from now on. You're going to walk with an impairment. To remember that you have wrestled with me face to face. And it's going to be better from here on out. But it's not going to be without repercussions. This is Jacob's life changing. Now, what's the best verse to summarize this? Well, in my Bible, I have verse 24, verse 28, as well as verse 30. I have verse 30 double underlined. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. What are we called to do, right? How does this interact with us? Well, this is true in our lives also. We can go the historical redemptive way. Yes, we can talk about how God is accomplishing his promises. He's taking ownership of Israel and he's bringing about the seed of Christ. But I want to talk to you this morning about how God interacts with you. Many times when we come into a relationship with the Lord, it is by a wrestling with him. It is as we struggle and we fight and we wrestle. I love when I hear people tell me that they've been reading their Bible and there's things that are difficult for them, or they're going through hardships in their life. I cannot tell you how many testimonies, how many things I've heard from people about how they came to saving faith in Jesus Christ after they were had to wrestle through some of the most difficult things in their lives. And they've walked with a limp the rest of their lives, but they were a changed person coming out of it. I don't know what you're wrestling with today. I don't know what you're struggling with in your life. Some of you are struggling through some of the most difficult and challenging things. I know some of you in our own congregation are suffering and are struggling and are fighting. It seems like you're wrestling with God. God, why are you doing this? How is this happening? And even though we might walk with a limp from here on out, you can cling to God and you can tell him, I will not let go of you till you bless me. And if you are in Christ Jesus, then we know that all things work together for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purposes. We know that there is no condemnation in Christ, and that everything that he is doing, all the wrestling that we must do with him, all the hard providences he brings in our lives are for a purpose. Some of you are struggling. Some of you, it seems like if you come out of this, you're always going to walk with a limp. The Lord is doing it to make you rely on him more, to cling to him more, and to shape you into the type of person he desires. He does things perfectly. He does things for a reason. He does all things well. And he's working in your life for your good and for his glory. So, Christian, cling to him for the blessing. Wrestle with him. Know that he is a God who does not injure us out of violence, but he allows us to wrestle with him for our good. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that in our lives, Lord, you allow us to go through hard things. Lord, there are difficulties emotionally, spiritually, physically, in our relationships, because of our actions, in our workplaces, in our marriages, with our children, with our families, with our coworkers. Lord, things in our lives that are so difficult. And yet, Father, we know that you are the one who brings them to us. Because if we are yours, Lord, you are using all these things to mold us and shape us. For you are the potter and we are the clay. But Lord, we will cling to you. And we will hold out hope for that blessing. Lord, you have shown us your love in Jesus Christ. And you have called us your own. Father, please bless us. Do not forget us. Though we walk with a limp the rest of our lives, Lord, please change us and make us more like you. Bless us, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, may you wrestle with God. But may you know that he is the omnipotent one. But he is also the shepherd of your soul and the one who watches over you day and night. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.